shout hallelujah. For the rest of your life, you will have something to dance about. Please let me sit here for just a moment before the final blessing. The number of children born during this convention as at 8 a.m. this morning had increased to 26. We started with a boy, we are ending with a boy. So we now have 16 boys and 10 girls. Well, let the boys shout praise the Lord once again. And let the girls shout hallelujah. My wife and I, we want to really, really thank God on your behalf. It takes God to do what has been done in the past 1 week. There were even some people who thought that the convention of this year would not hold. But the Almighty God has proved to everybody that he's on his throne. And what he has decreed will come to pass. So without any doubt, you're already in your new wave of glory. So I'm going to pray for you in a moment. I want to say thank you to every department. I can't mention you one by one, so I don't leave out anybody. I want to say thank you to all the pastors, senior and junior, all the ministers of God. But we cannot forget to say thank you to people in the kitchen. You know what will happen if those people would fail to cooperate. And I want to also thank very, very specially the sanitation department. They saw to it that everything was clean. I appreciate you. And I want to say thank you particularly to those various departments that I couldn't visit this year as I used to do. I can assure you next year you'll be given priority. Now let's stand on our feet. I want to bless God on your behalf and pronounce a Father's blessing on you. My Father, my God, Ancient of Days, thank you. Thank you for a convention the type we have never seen before. Thank you for your presence with us. Thank you for divine support. Thank you for this great move, this great new wave of glory. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. As your representative, Lord, I pronounce your blessing on all these, your children. As I say it, Daddy, please confirm it. God bless you. In the morning, be blessed. In the afternoon, be blessed. In the evening, be blessed. In the nighttime, be blessed. At home, be blessed. On the journey, be blessed. In your place of work, be blessed. In your churches, be blessed. Your children are blessed. Like never before, be blessed. From today onward, begin to fly high. Dwell on mountaintop of joy. Dwell on mountaintop of success. Dwell on mountaintop of victory. For you, no more wars. No more weeping. No more failure. No more sickness. No more pain. No more poverty. No more sorrow. From now on, all your prayers will be answered by fire. When you go, God will go with you. He will protect you. He will stand by you. You will reign with him on the last day. And you too will serve him. Everything you need to serve him very well, he will provide for you. And if the Lord tarries, I will see you next year. By then, your testimonies will be very, very many. Loruko Olorun Olodumare, Oba Soromaye.